Do you hear that? Stop. Listen for a sec. That's the sound of background noise, and it's starting right now.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. As always, super excited for today's episode. We're sitting down with Nelson Little. The best way to describe it is just like a classic country musician from Manitoba. Like, this is, I don't know, the sound of country that, like, I grew up kind of listen to. I absolutely love it, so I'm really stoked for today's episode. I always like to get the show started, though. I'll just let you, Nelson, tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey with music, and kind of your little shtick.
All right. Well, I was born in Thompson, Manitoba, in the nickel mine city. And my uncles and family, my dad moved up there in the early 70s when the calling for work was great. They could get into the mine. The city was building. And I've always said I was from Thompson, but as I got to know my roots more, my mother is from Peguis First Nation, Manitoba, and my father is from Winnipeg Osis, Manitoba, in the central province. And I was in a couple accidents as a youth. So when I was 13, I was in a gun accident in Winnipeg. My parents were already separated. They separated when I was 3 years old. And I just think that accident took away from maybe being constructive and doing what everyone else was doing in school at the time. And I was just lost. I felt very fearful. And it changed my path a bit. So I asked to go to my aunt and uncles up in Riding Mountain National Park. They just bought a farm in 1991. And my parents let me go. And 4 years after that, when I was 17, I was in a tragic car accident with their son and had to graduate grade 12 carrying all that weight and that burden. From there, I just feel like I spent all my 20s being lost and mystified by life and, you know, trying to heal, getting counseled. But my uncle played guitar and sang campfire country music, Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, George Jones, Conway Twitty, all the best of the best. I listened to CKDM radio. Bruce LaPere was the program director at the time, and he played all the best, like the Dwight Yoakam and Billy Ray Cyrus was big at the time. And I think that took my mind off of what I was going through. And late in my 20s, I was 28. And I finally feel like I bought my first car. I'm going to join a band. And I did. And then I spent all my 30s playing in a cover band. And after having enough of that, realizing I was falling behind in life, which just looking left and right at me to my peers, I decided it was time to settle down, have a family, maybe record a song or two, write a song. And by the time I took pen to paper, which was in 2004, I had probably a lot to write about. I just didn't understand or cared to revisit. So it all just started coming out, and I've been writing and recording ever since.
What a beautiful story. Like, it a hard story, but a beautiful story. So I'm really excited to talk a little bit more about the music, because I feel like all these songs are going to have a story to them. So it's going to be awesome. The first one I want to talk about, I always like to start with your newest single, just released not that long ago. Just Make It Happen. Love the song. Love the title. Why don't you tell me a bit more about it?
All right. Well, you said it best. All the songs had a story. And I want to say up until this one, but this one has a story too. It's just, it was time to step out of that emotional thinking box and maybe tell myself what I would tell others. Maybe as in a coach's perspective or someone in leadership or someone who's cheering someone else on, telling you to remove all obstacles. Don't make excuses anymore. We all know what we all want. So it's all different. So it's nothing is the same. We're like snowflakes. But if I just want a bigger house, that's my goal. If you want a nicer car, that's your goal. If you want to take a trip and get on a cruise and go on a ship and go on the ocean, that's your dream. So we took this idea, a man I met here in Portage about 8 years ago, his name is Dave Rogers. He's a local businessman, but I've learned that he's also a prolific songwriter. And when him and I got to know each other, he started showing me the papers that he was collecting from the 80s of things he was going through in life. And he was just jotting down this poetic emotion, I guess. And him and I clicked. he started to learn about the separation I was going through, which is now over 3 years ago. But I was living in a rental, a duplex at the time as a single dad. And he said, I think it's time you upgrade, but get into a bigger house, you know, shed the old skin. You're past that now. You guys need a bigger home. And he started showing me some houses around town. My oldest boy was in grade 4 at the time. And we walked in back to our old place one day. And he said, Dad, I love it here. I don't want to move. And after he said that, I just, something inside me just let go of needing change right away. So we decided not to move. We stayed in the rental, and I ended up writing a song called High Road about that. And it was like advice to my son, like, let's just get through this together. I know it's post-pandemic, school's different, everything's weird. It's not your problem. And we just stayed. We were happy. But Dave came back and said to me, Nelson, if you continue to always put excuses or reasons in front of you why you can't take the next step, you'll never do it. And I took heed to what he said. And then he slapped me on the shoulder and he goes, just make it happen, buddy. And then he goes, hey, we should write a song called Just Make It Happen. And that was like 24 months, like 2 years ago now, but it took us 18 months. We jumped in a car every Sunday. We'd grab a tray of fruit, tray of raw vegetables and dip, bags of trail mix and nuts and berries. We'd hit the road. We'd drive for 4 hours to 8 hours every Sunday, just writing. I'd bring a little acoustic guitar in the vehicle, and him and I just started jotting down, what can we say to the world that is positive, just to give everyone the opportunity to make change in their life and let them know that it's okay, like not to have any barriers. And that was the whole concept of the song. And it took 18 months to finish.
And so did I hear that right? Did you pretty much write this song in a car?
Yeah. We have pictures of every town we stopped at. He'd make me get out at every town. And I'm telling you, we probably visited 200 towns. And he would make me get out and take a picture by the sign with my guitar, or just, you know, just posing up against the signpost, welcome to Stonewall, welcome to Verdon, welcome to all these signs. And he just said, we'll use this in the future. This is something like, these people won't even know that they had a part in us writing a song in their town and taking pictures by their iconic, historic buildings or boardwalks or docks or whatever it was. We went everywhere, but we that started to be the fun of it, was where are we going this week? We didn't care. We'd get in the car and look at each other and let's go to Riding Mountain. Let's go to Southern Manitoba. Let's go to Gimli. And then on the way to Gimli, you visit 20 other towns. And we just write little notes all the way and talk about the song. The radio was off. And, you know, just it was a neat experience.
That is, I think, like, we've probably done about 40 shows now of this. And I think that might be the most unique way somebody's written a song that I've heard so far.
Well, if you ever met Dave, he's older than me by 10 years. I'm 45. He has more energy than most guys my age or younger. Most guys in their 30s and 20s, he's got more energy than these guys. So you can imagine him running his business, me with my three kids. I run a small renovation business. We don't really have time for conversations. So you kind of got to get in a car to get each other's attention. Otherwise, you're like... So it worked.
That's awesome. Hey, whatever makes it happen. Right,
right? Exactly.
Let's spin that song right away, Just Make It Happen. And then when we come back, we will talk about some of your just previous singles that you have up.
Without trying, or you'll be crying. I've got a dream now. diamond rings. You can have the finer things like champagne and caviar, cruise ships and classic cars. It doesn't matter who you are. Never say never, ever, ever. Just make it happen. Or everything will take forever and never happen. Just make it happen. Yeah, make it happen. Never say never, ever, ever. Just make
You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We're sitting down with Nelson Little, just a classic country musician from Manitoba. We just heard one of his newest singles, Just Make It Happen. He wrote that song in a car. How fun is that? I just think that's so cool. But I want to take back a little bit, talk about some of your other singles. One of the ones you kind of briefly touched upon already was the 2022 single, High Road. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about that one and how kind of your like musical writing process looks?
That one there was co-written with Dave Wasloo of Doc Walker and Stephen Arundel, who played lead guitar for Chad Brownlee and... there was two guys he was touring with at the time. Jason Blaine. I've been business partners with Stephen Arundel for 15 years. And we kind of started this all together, me writing and, you know, taking a step from cover music. And he actually just told me one day, it's time for you to go home, lock yourself in a room and write something that's on the top of your, like what's sitting on your chest right now. So it wasn't hard. McLean was going through a hard time at school. No parent wants that. He's smart. All the kids are smart. They do really well. They got a lot of respect. But just the post-pandemic antics within the schools finally caught up to him, finally caught up to everybody. And I didn't want to blame him or ostracize his problems. So like halfway through the first verse of this song, I was starting to get this melody. I'm holding my head up. I was trying to be in his head and rather than give him fatherly advice, I'm holding my head up. I'm putting the fight down. I'm taking the high road. And that's what was going through my head. But I had to teach this kid what high road meant. It's just like, be the better person, turn the other cheek, go that way. And halfway through the first verse, I just kind of, the emotion started kicking in and I thought, you know what? It'll be easier to talk to all the people, because right now, this is how this all started. Google Meet and Zoom and all these online meetings were starting to happen then. And in these online meetings, there was lots of discussions of the hardships and overcoming some of the in-house or in-office details that you would normally have in a boardroom. You kind of take the emotion out of it when you're on a screen with backdrops and you're at home, you're in your own space, your head's not exactly where it should be. And that's just my own opinion. But I thought, you know what, why ostracize McLean's problem when this is a worldwide issue? So I just kind of turned the gears this way. And I thought maybe I could finish this song writing the whole world a message and then McLean will figure it out. So that's how that happened.
That's so sweet. I love that. Another one I wanted to talk about, the single you just released the year before, Nickel Mine. And at first, when I like listened to it and I heard the title, I was like, what does Nickel Mine even mean? But now after hearing, probably where you grew up, I feel like that might have something to do with it. So why don't you tell me a little bit more about the single, Nickel Mine?
Nickel Mine is, it's actually a tribute song to my uncle, who was one of 11 children. And they lost their dad in a harvesting accident. And my grandmother went on to marry another fellow and he also, perished. And it made me understand life as I got older, why my grandmother was becoming the way she was, like losing the hardships, but she somehow managed to raise all these kids. And these boys at a young age, 15, 16, were already telling grandma, we're going to go to work and we're going to look after you. And that's what they did. So at 17, one of my uncles just, you know, pulled a white lie, jumped on a train, went up north, heard they were hiring miners, and he put his name in at the nickel mine, went and got a job at the local bar, bouncing, and just standing at the door, I guess. And he knew that one day he'd get the call to the, you know, to go work in the nickel mine. And the legacy is lived after that, because he bought a house in 75, found the love of his life, married her, had children, had grandchildren. He still lives in the same house today. He buried my aunt about 8 years ago. And that's when I decided, man, I'm not going to wait until my uncle passes away to just let him know that there's something special about what he did. And that's kind of how that all started. And he's not much of a country guy. So I had to pick up some blues licks and learn something else to kind of win him over. And I did. I felt nickel mine isn't your generic country genre, even though it fits in, you know, with my style of country, I guess. But you wouldn't choose it to be a country song. I don't think you would. But it somehow won him over. And, you know, I was proud to get the message out before he passed that, you know, sometimes as young men, you just got to have a vision, stick to it. And no matter what life throws you, just go get it.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that. we'll spin those two songs there, High Road and Nickel Mine. And then when we come back, I want to wind it all the way back and talk about some of your first songs that you have out there.
Hold my head up, putting the guns down. I'm holding my head up, holding it high. I'm keeping my back up, keeping my back up against the wall. I'm holding my head up so I don't fall. No, it ain't too late, we ain't too far gone. 'Cause there's more love than hate, and there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me and rest your weary head and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed. Taking the high road, putting the fight down. Taking the high road out of town. Taking my mind off, taking my mind off the fighting side. Walking away, walking the line. No, it ain't too late, we ain't too far gone. 'Cause there's more love than hate, and there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me and rest your weary head and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed. There's more love than hate, and there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me and rest your weary head and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed. And let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed.
Thank you.
You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're sitting down with Nelson Little, a country musician from Manitoba. We just listened to a couple of his slightly older singles, but not really. One was from 2022. The other one was from 2021. But I always like to try to find the oldest song I can on Spotify or Bandcamp. And so you have a 2015 single, When I Fly. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that song and maybe where you were all the way back then?
Interesting. Interesting. I was, me and my brother had a workhouse in Winnipeg. We were doing commercial taping at the time. And I haven't had to tell this story yet, but I got an invite from Red Lake, Ontario to go play at a venue called Rock the Runway. And I think this was put on by the Sportsman group up there. And they had this Rock the Runway annual venue. They had, everything was out on the tarmac. And as I started to look at previous posts of their event, I started to get excited. Like, we're going out on the tarmac. There's airplanes sitting around. Like, we got to bring a cameraman. This is going to be some good marketing. And this is cool. Then I seen what they actually were doing there. And I came across this guy named Pete McLeod, who is an air race pilot for, I think he's sponsored by Red Bull. So he's someone big. And I started to follow him online. And he came from Red Lake. So he was coming home to do a little bit of an air show with his aircraft. I forget what it was called, a Garmin or something. And I was following him. And in that same year, Dubai had a new, what do they call it? Like the pre-races where you go test, like the preliminaries. And he won that in Dubai when they relicensed the sport. Pete McLeod was the one to come in with the best time. And I'm like, I'm going to Red Lake with this guy. And as a songwriter, anything that ignites you, if you don't get it off your mind or deal with it, you'll end up writing a song. So I ended up writing a song based on me trying to figure out what the heck goes through this guy's head. Like, you're out there racing, risking your life every day, doing these barrel rolls, and you're dipping close to the water, turning around pylons, coming back upside down. And not only did he do it once, he does it probably 1,000 times a year. And the adrenaline of just trying to figure out who this guy was, that's what sparked that song. So I got permission. I actually reached out to him and he said, sounds great. My country might not be his genre either. He might be a Metallica guy or, someone even grungier than that. But he didn't reply when it came country. And I just thought, you know what, maybe I'm overstepping some boundaries asking for not so much permission, but I just wanted him to know that this song was written in regards to what he did and how I was interested in it. So when we got out there, I didn't get to meet him, but I did see him flying around and we did our thing. And, you know, he was on the other side of the red carpet. I was still behind the ropes.
Hey, that's still super cool, though. I like that. And so that song was also appeared on the 2015 album, Ain't Afraid of the Truth. Why don't you? And I think that's your only full-length album on Spotify anyways, if I'm not mistaken. Why don't you tell me a bit about that album?
Interesting you say that. I'm going to let you in on a little tidbit now. When I first started mastering music and getting it out on the radio, I have this album before that called The Little Things. It's an 9-song, all of my first original work. So you're in for a surprise when that comes back out, and I'll make sure you're one of the first to get it, because it really does tell a story from the beginning of my life. It's just, I didn't know the industry when I put that out. And I was so excited when I got my demos, I went and wrapped them in CDs and started selling them. And as soon as it tried going to radio, they told me this isn't mastered. I started to learn the process. So my publicist at the time in 2017, 2018, just said, pull those offline long enough that you can revisit them in the future and just forget about it for a few years. So I was like, that was pretty good sound advice. So you're right, but there's a surprise there for you. There's more. Ain't Afraid of the Truth. I co-produced with Dale Penner. Dale Penner is known for his work with Blondie, and they had a big hit in the movie Top Gun, Blondie. And so Dale was an old cat from Vancouver. Well, he's from Winnipeg, but he also had a studio in Vancouver. And the old soul country that I have, I wanted to find an old soul producer. So I didn't go for trending guys. I'm not saying I shouldn't have or should have, but I just wanted someone older behind the console. So I went to Dale Penner at Paradise Valley, and I said, I have a bunch of songs all over the map. This one sounds bluegrass. This one sounds country. Fast One is a rock and roll song about my mom that has no chorus. It's just all verses. I think it's 7 verses. And I said, can you help me put this album together? He goes, well, what should you call it? I said, well, I don't really know what to do, and I'm not really afraid of the truth. So let's just call it Ain't Afraid of the Truth. And that will be like the back message is, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm not really afraid to let you know that I'm going to try. And that's kind of what's strange about that is I wrote a title track for it after I released the album. So I'm just like ahead of myself. It's just like, I have these ideas, but don't really know what I'm doing with them. But you know what? I think that's part of being an independent artist, self-managed, and you're going to go down some roads. Maybe you're not supposed to go down, but that are most people wouldn't go down them. So that's what happened with that. And I just think it's all over the map. I got some really generic country song sound on there, and it's all over the place, probably just like me.
Honestly, I really enjoyed listening to the whole album because you're totally right. There was so many flavors in that album. It made it really fun to listen to. One of the other songs I want to talk about quick, and then we'll play them right away here. I had a good laugh listening to this song. I really enjoyed it. Get Used to It. I thought it was super funny and pretty cute. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Yeah, you're asking all the right questions. This song is, I was trying to write a commercial country tune. Just something that is relative, because I'm not like that. I got to write from the heart. But the kid's mom and I were going through our ripples in our relationship at the time. And I thought, how can I nicely say that we're both who we are without saying that anyone's right or wrong, and just kind of state some facts and be witty about it, right? Not everyone likes steak. Not everyone likes traveling. But those who love steak, and those who love traveling. But if you don't love traveling, you're probably an introvert and would rather stay home. So that's okay too. And I just thought, try and make the lick like something Alan Jackson or you know, Brett Mason is the guitar player. But I mean, a lick that they would write that's very country. So I've asked my guitar player at the time, was still Stephen Arundel, just come up with this, something that sounds like a country lick, and let's make it our own. And that's how he come up with, right? And we really aimed for a commercial country sound. I'm not sure if I got it, but I think I did. And then just the storyline of a young couple who are probably naive in wanting each other to pay more attention to one another in their own perspective, when meanwhile, a mature couple will let each other live and not let those small, petty, little things become the wedge between their relationship.
Oh, that's adorable. I think you totally nailed like the classic, like, I guess, corporate country.
Yeah.
If you want to call it. Not that it was corporate country, but this sounds like, yeah, if somebody's like, hey, write me a country song.
That, you know what? That's what it is. Exactly.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to spin When I Fly and Get Used to It, both off of your 2015 album, Ain't Afraid of the Truth. And then when we come back, there was actually a couple more songs off of that album I wanted to chat about.
When I fly,
into the rain and snow. There's times I had that feeling that I didn't want to go. The angels too are flying and all watching over me as I fly into that sunset right where I am born. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you're enjoying the episode as much as I am. We're chatting with Nelson Little, country musician from Manitoba. We just listened to a couple songs off of his 2015 album, Ain't Afraid of the Truth. But there was a couple more songs I wanted to talk about as well that they really just stood out to me. So I was like, trying to find a little bit more out about them. One of the ones that I really liked was Load Me Up. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Load Me Up is actually one of the only old covers that you would never hear very much unless you're a real music buff. But there was a band called the Cruzeiros back in the day, and there's a song they actually wrote called This Old Road. And I don't know why I didn't do This Old Road as a tribute to, an unknown band that should have been known. You know, who knows, but this is such a tough industry, why groups come and go. But the songwriter is Barry Mathers, and we paid a fee to have the song recorded. We tried doing it exactly the way it was done, but at the same time, the way that I delivered the song. And at the time, I was singing two of the Cruzeiro songs. One is This Old Road, which is dear to my heart, and this one, which I just thought had the coolest message, the coolest sound, and I was just in love with it. So we reached out to publishing and looked after that and put the song on the album. And that, again, was another one of our antics at the time to try and gain some traction. And I don't know what we were trying to do with that album, Ain't Afraid of the Truth. Just make a splash, like you said, make it so diverse that if anyone ever listen to the whole thing, they'd be like, there is diversity. Maybe we could work with this artist. I think at the time, that was our goal, to show that we can, you know, do a little bit of business and get, like a resume maybe. And I think that's why it was called Ain't Afraid of the Truth. It's just, here it is, shoot me or roast me. I should have called the album Roast Me. But yeah, that's, so the song is just, it's just a cool truck driver song. And you know, anyone who has family hits the road, it resonates with them, especially the wives. When your husband goes to work and he's gone for how many days and driving through storms, the rain and the wind, you know, you worry about them. So, and again, I'm connected to the storytelling. So when I hear a song like that, and then again, wondering why isn't this band at the top of the charts and why, you know, trying to understand the industry, which I'm still doing today.
From what I've learned so far, and I mean, I also am still trying to figure out, I think there is no figure.
No, just roll with it.
Exactly. Another one I want to talk about off that album was Lost and Found. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
This is the most interesting interview I've ever had. Lost and Found is a song explaining who I am and where I come from in let's just call it songwriting and live performance background. Because at the time, you don't know what genre you're fitting when you're young and you have these emotions, the burden I was carrying from those accidents, and then trying to catch up. You know, all my peers are going to university. I'm on the farm with my uncle. We're mourning. I'm learning how to play Dwight Yoakam and Merle Haggard. And this song actually came to me years later, probably between 2005 and 2008, when if I had to explain my life to someone as an artist, that was the best way to do it. What's ironic about this song is I told you about the Nicoline, the uncle that I had in the mind, his wife that passed. We were in palliative care the day I got all my tracks back from Dale Penner for the album Ain't Afraid of the Truth. And Lost and Found was the first one that I got in my email. Out of all the songs that we recorded, Lost and Found showed up. He goes, hey, Nell, we're ready to go to mastering. You got one more chance. Listen to this, and we're sending it out. I listened to it. We're all in tears in the palliative care room. My aunt is hours away from her journey. And I asked my eldest uncle if I could let Auntie hear the song. So I put the song on loud for everyone to hear, and I put it on her chest, and it played on her chest. And we got very little motion out of her, but it was a reaction. And we know she heard it. 2 years later, don't know how this happened, but this song went on the Indigenous Music Countdown and somehow made it through all the rounds. And I had nothing to do with the process because I didn't understand it at the time. So I don't know if just people in the industry were starting to see what I was doing and submitted it for me maybe or whatever, but it ended up on the top 40 countdown with the Indigenous Music Countdown and somehow got onto Sirius XM. And that song earned me my only and biggest royalty I've ever seen. I don't want to disclose how much, but it was five figures. And that song kind of magically opened up the rest of what I wanted to do in business in the country music world. It's a strange one, but it's kind of my life story, metaphorically speaking. You know, I'm not always going to get it right. I'm lost and I'm found. And, you know, it's who I am. People think I'm crazy playing all night, every night, you know, is what it is. But I'm figuring it out.
What a powerful story. That would hit me right in the heart. I love that. That's beautiful. And I'm glad that that song, you know, made it to the charts for you and stuff. That's awesome. We'll spin that one right away here. We're going to do Load Me Up and then Lost and Found. And then, unfortunately, we do have to kind of wind down the show a little bit. But I do have one more song to chat about before we completely wrap it up. But first, here's Load Me Up off the 2015 album, Ain't Afraid of the Truth.
I'm a driving man, that's what I do. My life is truck stops and diesel, greasy diner food and my radio. It's always on, no country station, cause I like tenor songs. So load me up, I gotta go 500 miles down this old road. If I drive all night, at the scale and I get my tear. I check my brakes and the lights and my tires for air. Then I'm off again to another town. Hear that engine roar when that hammer goes down. So load me up, I gotta go 500 miles down this old road. If I drive all night, through the mountains, nerves of steel, 16 lanes of freeway, man, that ain't no big deal. But I must admit, the only thing that gets to me is that look in her eyes when I leave. So load me up, we listen up, young and rowdy. Never got me where I am. It's loving from a family that has kept me where I stand. Some of us work for nothing, some of us have it all. There's nothing like being who you are, standing up big and tall.
You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I did. We are chatting with Nelson Little, a country music musician from Manitoba. We just listened to Lost and Found, one of his songs from his 2015 album, Ain't Afraid of the Truth. Wow, the story behind that one hit me in the feels. I'm going to cry about it after the show, but it's okay. One of the songs I want to talk about before we go was your 2019 single, Keep Me Close. Why don't you tell me a bit about that?
There's one that, so all these songs, what you talk about crying is I've had to learn to speak about all of these matters and deliver the songs in live performance and explain them, introduce them without shedding a tear. But there are times you're gulping them down. I wrote this song on the way back from my sister and brother's farm, who are about 30 minutes from my place now. And I knew we were getting separated. It wasn't, in fact, we already put the house up for sale and we were moving. We had an old piano in the living room, and I just knew it was happening. She knew it was happening. The kids didn't know, but that was the message in that song to, it's like a prayer song. To, I know what's happening, but keep me close. Don't let me go too far. I got to work. You're going to laugh at this now. Where I live today, the ex's dad lives right next door. I can peek out the window. He snowblows half of my yard now. But we didn't get along back in the day because it's family. He has to take her side. But I think after being his neighbor and seeing Nelson's not such a bad guy, our relationship got better. And I don't know how I ended up here. It's just, it was after we sold the house. It never sold. We had to rent for a little while until the house sold. And then, I ended up here. I'm still here. So keep me close. I think if it's a prayer song and everyone believes what they believe, I think it's evidence to agree with me that song, the prayer in that song has been answered. And it's self-explanatory. It's like, I didn't want to leave the kids. But it wasn't working out. And I have no more advice to give anyone because I've went through it myself. I got no advice for anybody except to treat each other well, do your best. And if things don't work out, then you'll know that, your partner will know that. And hopefully you can, leave things on good terms and be fair to one another. And not everyone is. So I'm just grateful that in my situation, I'm not gone. I'm still here with the kids. That their mom lives three blocks over. Their papa is right next door. My dad is on this street. They have an aunt and uncle up the road. I couldn't have asked for a better neighborhood with a better outcome. And it's a great old song. And I thought no better time to dig into an old classic country feeling. I actually got an old steel guitar player out of the States who toured with Randy Travis. His name is Steve Hinson. He's the steel guitar player on the track. And again, I wanted someone as old as the stars to help me out with this emotion and this feeling. And I think we got it. That's the music my uncle grew up on. And it fit the melody and the story fit together perfectly.
Beautiful. Well, before we play that and wrap up the show, is there anything else we should be keeping an eye on you from?
Yes. Like I told you, I'm going to be revisiting an old album, the original one. It's called The Little Things is the name of the album. I'm not sure what I'll call it the second time. I'll think on that. But all of those songs, if I'll give you a little hint, there's a YouTube video at last year's Manitoba Country Music Awards. There's a song I performed on there called Whiskey Devil. That's one of them from my youth, but I performed it live at the award show last year because I had no new material out yet and I didn't want to leak the new song, but I was asked to perform there. So I thought, I'm going to sing the very first song I ever wrote at the award show. It went off awesome. We did it at the Club Region Event Center. When I left there, I felt like a page in my life turned and it's time to revisit these old songs. So just for you and I, for our sake, because you've been asking all the right questions, digging up stuff out of the closet that I probably needed to talk about. But there's Whiskey Devil, I Won't Fall Down, Hide and Seek, the Diamond Driller song, Cheat on Your Boyfriend with Me is another one I co-wrote with JJ LaValle. And that song is about, again, it's a country song directed to the mainstream country music, the wits and the sound. And it's basically speaking to the people that aren't happy. So you kind of just paint this picture of let's sail away. Let's get away from the chaos and the promises and the cologne smell on his shirt or the perfume you smell on his collar. And he's always busy with his tires or his truck or his golfing or his. And we wrote this song. I'm not too proud of the title, but if you listen to the words, a good friend of mine was the primary writer. It's a great message, except the cheat on your boyfriend with me part. But there's a whole bunch of songs on there I want to revisit and get out. And you can look forward to that. I also wrote a new song called Hoodie. And no one better steal this. But what happens to most hoodies of the boyfriend, girlfriend, they end up in the girlfriend's closet. So I have a song coming out like that. There's more. It's flooding out now. You did the right thing with me today. Lots to look forward to.
Amazing. I'm definitely going to link you in the post to make it really easy for everybody to find, because all the listeners are definitely going to give you a follow, because it sounds like you have a lot happening and you're definitely going to be an artist to watch out for. Thank you again so much for coming on the show and sharing all these stories. It was amazing. I definitely look forward to hearing more music from you. But before we go, we're going to keep this one close. This is Keep Me Close from Nelson Little.
In this life, I could ask for, keep me close to home to watch my children grow. I have promised you I would never leave here. I guess I never.
Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show, and we'll try to set something up.